Okay, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Michael McConaughey, the voice of Trax and Cosmos, reminding you that you're listening to WTF at TFW.
What the f*** is going on down there?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WTF at TFW, which has been saved by Rosanna. I am Vangelis, and I have three men with me here today, none of whom are inflatable. The first one is Aaron.
How's it going?
And the next one is Omegas Prime.
Okay, we cannot confirm that nobody on this podcast is inflatable.
I stopped being inflatable a long time ago, just trust me. Although the last blow was pretty nice.
Okay, did not need to hear that, thank you.
You started it. Finally with us is, having overcome the evils of Billy Gates, it is none other than Lupus Convoy!
Loop again! Hey, everybody.
How's it feel to be back?
Oh my god, it feels so good to be back in the comfy podcasting chair. Oh.
Far, far away from Windows 7.
Oh god, yes.
Although I do like that, like, the one time I've heard someone having problems with Windows 7, it wasn't just a small problem, it was outright cannot record anything kind of problems.
No audio in, no audio out.
Oh dear, Bill Gates, we love you so.
It's beta. It's beta. I'll give it that. But God, I want my XP. I want my 3.x. I could deal with 3.x.
Isn't there a thing in 7 so it can downgrade itself to XP? Or is that not in the beta yet?
I'm not sure.
Someone told me that that's an option they've announced as being something in it, like that it can do a Windows XP emulator.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
Why not just be XP?
Well, because it wouldn't be new. Sadly,
get the extra money.
Sadly, though we're not the Windows podcast, we're the Transformers podcast, and we're going to talk to you today about a gasp, Transformers, and we're
really?
Lupus, do you remember what those are?
They're not GoBots, right?
They aren't. No.
Well, there are some GoBots that are Transformers.
This is true, and we're going to open up with a topic aimed at Lupus because he's late. Lupus. Doesn't have to be long, but how did you take BotCon 2009 from your vantage point, and did you have any questions?
Lots of movie stuff. Not enough universe. Great to see a lot of animated stuff, though. And the fact that they're still trying to push some of that stuff out, if the retailers like it or not.
Indeed.
The only question I have for you is a hypothetical situation, Mr. Vangelis.
Wait! Well, hold on. Wait. Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'm a man!
Okay, so...
He's been waiting weeks for
you're
this.
You're chilling out at BotCon.
I am.
Yes, I have. So you're chilling out at BotCon. You're relaxing. You're chilling out with Aaron Archer. And he pulls you aside and says that he has got a masterpiece bludgeon. Now, would you pass up and give up your flak for that bludgeon?
Pose an interesting question, sir. I think the real question here would be, is he showing it to me in person, and how well armed is he?
He is in person. He's pulled you aside, man. And he doesn't look very well armed at all.
Because in that case, I'd use flak as a blunt weapon to take what is mine without losing what is also mine.
Ooh, I see. Well, unfortunately, the crack team of Hasbro ninjas take you out, led by Eric S. You lose flak.
You're god-moding me! Role-player thing, I'm sorry. Man. It feels really, really
thanks
weird.
For playing.
It's so weird being on the other end of the coin on one of those.
Yeah.
That's for the dinosaur.
I feel violated. Yeah,
just
well,
counseling. Don't worry.
Here you go. I wasn't expecting that. I was gonna try throwing one at him. But I think that I've been violated, and I don't think I can. Wow. I'm gonna take a shower.
I missed you guys.
Oh,
you liked it.
I did. I liked it a lot. Was there anything else at BotCon that you were interested in, or anything that wasn't very clear to you, or was it generally kind of like, yep, it's the BotCon report?
It was kind of like the BotCon report. It's more exciting if you're there, honestly, because you get to interact with people and get to hear from the actual team's mouth. But how many people did you guys have in those rooms when you recorded?
That
sounded like you had like an army of people in there.
That one time we had, I think, at least 12 or 14 people in there. Like the one where you can hear them all talking in the background. But sometimes it was just the four of us, or sometimes, like, you know, Tony Bacala and Super_Megatron would walk in. We got Tony Bacala to say something on one of them. So those of you who've wanted to hear the voice of TFW himself...
I believe he says...
See, I haven't gotten to hear them all, because I'm still dealing with the audio, but...
Yeah.
Sweet, sweet.
But, yeah, that
so
now well and truly...
Truck to Robot?
Yeah, Truck to Robot.
Two more beers not getting bought next time.
Aaron, Truck to Robot.
It's my rating system now. It's another beer you're not getting.
I met up with friends in Calgary and I told them about Truck to Robot as well. They aren't even Transformers fans and they laughed.
Yeah, I've been seeing more and more of that around the site, so screw you, all of you. As I'm sitting here fiddling with something I got this week. I'm past caring, really. It's all for show.
On the topic of us all on the whole as people, weareautobots.com. This is a new thing related to Revenge of the Fallen, the crux of which appears to be if you have a webcam and you go to the site, it'll build Optimus Prime's head over top of your own. And that's kind of cool. I mostly wanted to bring this up because there's a YouTube video that's a commercial for it, and I found it really hilarious, you know, the idea that there's this household of, like, five or six people who are all gathering around the computer to look like Optimus Prime and dance around a lot and shoving each other out of the way.
Yeah.
Apparently there's also some hidden content stuck in there somewhere, and if you watch the video, you get to hear Peter Cullen's Optimus Prime voice say the word Soundwave. But I really just wanted to bring it up in case anyone hadn't even considered looking at it. It's worth even checking out the YouTube video. It's only like a minute, and you get to see a neat little bit of Web 4.0. Did any of you try out the site?
Nope.
I guess I could also say I put this in here for the listeners. So, you know, if any of you listeners out there tried out the site, tell us about it. Because we want to know. You may notice that the news is a little bit sparse this week. This is because most of the news is Revenge of the Fallen news along the lines of minor TV spots or small leaked spoilers. And given that Kal-El Prime is watching the movie right now, I just didn't really feel like putting them in the topic list because I feel that a lot of this will become moot in less than 24 hours when the UK crowd sees the movie.
In the time it gets updated.
Well, even if I put it up tonight, the UK crowd, all of it, they'll just be able to go, like, you know, hey, you know, was Sue Blue the voice of RC? Well, we checked the credits, and yes or no. And it's like, eh. Let's just give it a little while until we can have concrete data. However, there are still things to talk about. Pictures, for instance. And this can take us into our picture picks, the new ones of this week. This new week. So let's open up with... the man who's been battling the M dollar sign, Lupus.
Ooh, well, this wasn't too hard of a choice, considering, my little forte into the collecting. TFC Gears of War 2.
Mm-hmm.
That, the classic Prime light-up gun. Yes, that's gonna look so good with my powered commander.
And there's a movie one in there, too.
All over that, like... Yes! And the Allspark Cube? Very nice.
Yep.
But that's going to look so good on my powered commander, and it's... can't wait.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited about how this one's going to turn out. A lot of people have been coming down a little bit, going like, well, it's neat, but it's going to be way too expensive. And, you know, that is a possibility. But it's a combination of, to me, looking nice. I do know some people have come down on its size, saying it's too big. And you know, whether or not you take into account the LED in there, it is pretty fat. So I guess if you like big, you know, almost comically large guns, you'll like it. But if you don't, it's not going to be your thing. What really gets me, though, is it has a blue LED in it, and that's kind of like visual cocaine for me. So I need it, because it has blue in it, and it lights up. Yeah, it looks pretty cool.
Criteria there.
Shiny thing with you?
I shine one in my eye all the time. If I'm falling asleep, I shine it in my eye. It's just like doing a line off the back of a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
There's going to be a lot of people chasing you through BotCon next year with some blue LEDs.
Can you imagine the literal thing of that? Like, if there was a cocaine addict at a convention, people just kept running up to him with bags of cocaine, going like, "Oh, here, man, dude, it's going to be funny."
Is there now Go Design Unleashed?
They don't tell him that until there's blood running out of his nostril. And they're like, "All right, you're done now. Let's move along to Omegas Prime. What's your new pick?
I am sitting here looking at the totally random Minicon 10-pack.
Yes.
Yeah, one row less than the last one, is it?
yeah, there's two missing here. But you know what? The set's actually a lot more interesting. I like the paint jobs a lot better. They're very distinct. And we're getting a taxicab!
Yay!
Named Overcharge.
Yeah, I like that.
Overcharge. I love that name.
And it has the, doesn't it have the jet minicons, like the newer jet minicons? Like the Osprey and whatnot?
Let's see.
Not the Osprey, the A-10.
Yeah, it's got the Warthog.
Yeah, the Warthog. I love that set.
Yeah, the A-10. Yeah. It looks really nice. Unfortunately, why do they still have to use the freaking tank?
Because someone out there likes the tank.
It's the worst minicon I've ever seen.
Oh, you can't say that little yellow motorcycle is better than the tank.
I can stand the little yellow motorcycle up.
Really? I defy you to take pictorial proof of this, sir.
Oh, don't tempt me. I'll bring it.
Well, I want it brought. I want it brought hard and fast.
It's brought.
Oh, it'll be brought.
Like a
it'll
warm plate of chicken. Sorry, that's an in joke. It's about 10 minutes old, but it's an in joke.
Yeah, and I want it out. I want it out. I do love how they're blatantly putting in We have a Bengal tiger in the set with a blue face, and they're just defying you by not naming it Tigatron.
What did they call him? I didn't catch onto his name.
Snowcat.
Oh, that's double inverse because it works, but it's the name of a big silly snowplow.
Yeah.
Or a snow missile, the skiing missile tank is what it was. Sorry, not a snowplow.
Yeah.
But it's almost like calling, you know, we got Tretch out here who's the tank in Desert Color. It's like calling him Desert Tank.
this crosses into, like, if they call Megatron Bang Gun and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah,
that's reaching back.
We're reaching way in the back and scratching the warm chicken.
I don't need to hear about your chicken anymore, sir.
There's nothing wrong with my chicken. It's tasty.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
But it's tasty, especially when you bread it and fry it a little bit. Mmm. Aaron, what's your picture pick?
The picture pick also kind of evolves or devolves into a video of the review of the ice cream truck mode of Skids and Mudflap, even though I got to see him at BotCon, seeing the video review of him. Makes me really, really friggin' want it. I don't know why. I mean, I managed to play with the two full-size cars plenty, and now I'm seeing those going, why don't I have that Chinese triad hookup? I want.
You can get one, it's just they're kind of risky, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you have to cut off part of your pinky?
Not necessarily your pinky. It depends how squeamish you are.
You just need a pinky?
Yep. It has to be cut off while they're watching. Yigli Dao really likes to watch that stuff.
I even just like the box art of the two heads with the doofy, goofy looking heads that they have. It's, I don't know. For some reason, that every time since BotCon that I've seen stuff of those two online, it's, ooh, stare at it.
Yeah, and we know how big they are, too, because we saw them in person, but I watched the video, and it's still, when watching the video, I know how big they are, but I was going like, man, those things look intricate, they must be kind of big. And I was like, no, wait, I've seen them. They're scout-sized. Yeah.
They're even almost on the light side of scout-sized.
I know, they're small for scouts. But they're packed with moving parts. It's pretty, and of course, you know, the best pink color scheme you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
If we're going to bring up that video, though, I guess we should briefly bring up, he also reviewed RC and kind of viciously obliterated her
yeah.
in the video. He did clarify, I don't know if many people got wind of this, he clarified on Twitter and in his Human Alliance Bumblebee video, to put on the record, that he did some fiddling and RC actually was not as bad as he'd said in that video. She still wasn't very recommendable in his opinion, but right. He found out that the sidecar actually does plug in a little bit better, and that there are ways to kind of fiddle with her spine to make her at least look a bit straight. But every time I've seen RC, even a BotCon, I was like, wow, they posed her with her, like, twisting her waist to the side. I wonder what she looks like when it's, you know, straight. And it turns out that was the way that she was.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel betrayed somehow.
I still like her.
She's supposed to look like she was in a motorcycle accident.
I still...
Ouch!
Wow.
Yeah.
I can still dig her. I mean, especially if it turns out that you can straighten the spine a bit more. Because honestly, that's the only thing that got me going, like, what was the whole, like, not just that the spine has tweaks in it, but that it was, like, it's sitting to the left of the rest of her body.
Right.
But it seems that might be fixable, and I was curious if you could even just, like, you know, modify the ball joint to do that, but I guess we'll see when she comes out.
Looks as if it may just need a little bit, from the way that it was posing around, and, you know, never really got a good peek in on it, but I wonder if you could just trim off some of the excess molding around the ball joint and keep the integrity of the ball.
Yeah,
and sock it, but be able to straighten it out. As I was trying to keep from talking over you, but
I was trying to be the polite one this time.
It's a courtesy we refuse to show Omegas.
I felt bad because basically everyone I told RC info to, I said, yeah, BotCon, I saw RC and she has joints all over the place. Her spine's going to be great. And I watched that video and it's like, oh, she has joints all over the place and they're all limited. Darn, I feel bad. I guess this could segue nicely into my own picture pick, which is a simple one. It's the repaint of Revenge of the Fallen Mixmaster in original Constructicons deco, that being bright green and purple. And...
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, there's... I've been seeing reactions in both ways. To me, personally, this does not look anywhere near as cool as the Gothic Death Mixer.
Yeah.
But I can see the appeal to some folks... And I do think that the way they spread the deco out worked nicely. It just doesn't really work for me all that well. I have to see his face a bit better, too. But it feels like details were lost here and there.
Yeah. Holding the first run of Mixmaster here, it definitely looks like detailing that, you know, you can see and feel on the toy here are lost there. Plus, it seems like it's just a pandering repaint.
Oh, he said pandering.
Oh,
yep,
no.
That's right. That's right.
Is that the Mixmaster I helped you get?
Yes, it is. No, I managed to find another one, and I threw the one that you helped out with away.
Stop bringing it up. You're like, damn it, I'm spending the extra.
Because I didn't want that hanging over me for the rest of my life.
And it will be hanging over you for the rest of your life, just so you know. But I'm sure you'd already predicted that, given the way I've brought it up.
Yeah,
a few hundred times
every time. Yeah.
I guess this can. Or go ahead.
I think that does kind of solve. That's probably the real reason why we're not seeing Constructicons that can combine.
Because
most likely
they'd all look like that.
No, aside from that, but it's a pain. I would imagine to release individual pieces of a combiner. As repaints.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's probably one reason why, you know, they waited until, like, the last wave of Target Scouts for the last movie, and those didn't even get released.
Yeah, and also, like, the whole G1 Devastator repaint thing would work on all of them except for Long Haul, seeing how he's already
green. Yeah.
I mean, he's not the exact green, and he doesn't have any purple, but repainting him green and purple would feel like a universe repaint from the last universe line, and not really a redeco and a full main line. Like, it would be like a redundant repaint.
Right. Yeah. I just meant this is more of the marketing team at fault for why we're not getting the full combining experience of Devastator.
I'm sure that's part of it.
Well,
but
I know that they've said before a lot of times that the reason why it's rough to do that is the fact that then you have to look at, you know, balancing case assortments and not flooding out a case with these combiner guys that are either going to sell gangbusters or not at all. So then you've got somebody trying to hunt down the left arm of your combiner. Well, for whatever reason, that guy was popular by himself. So then you've either got to stack a case with one part of a combiner or, you know, leave the other stuff hanging on the pegs.
Yeah. I remember the field of dust storms we had here during Energon.
Yeah.
I owned so much of Energon through Superlink for some reason that I never really even paid attention when those guys were out on the shelves.
Just imagine 50 steam hammers piled up in one spot.
I
and
like
that's pretty
steam
much...
hammer, though. I could dig the big wall of green. speaking of green, that's not blue. And we've got blue content to tell you about. Blu-ray Live content. BD Live. The Transformers 2007 Blu-ray disc movie is getting a re-release with a billion piles of extra content, much of which relating to Revenge of the Fallen. And if you have it now, you can go online to see some advanced Revenge of the Fallen clips. And then you can come to TFW and ignore all the warnings that have been posted up lately about not posting links to pirated material, and then post a link to it, and then get infracted. So, pro tip, don't. I mean, I'm all for, you know, the lawlessness of the internet, but, like, you know, just tell your friends, leave it at that. that said, I'm not sure if I'm going to be picking it up, only because, number one, I just don't really feel like it's going to do anything for me that will really be satisfying, especially if I'm going to be seeing the movie in a week. Or less than a week now. So, yeah. For me, I think it's cool, and I'm happy that they're doing up all these new extras for folks who haven't seen the movie yet and want to, but it's not really a thing that's going to be catching me, but I don't know if maybe you guys are interested in it. Aaron?
It looks interesting. Just all the additional little bits. Anymore, I watch a movie once and then watch all the bonus content two or three times.
It's kind of like me.
So, it's like, yeah, okay, I've seen the movie, you know, anymore. The movies that I buy are movies that I thought were good in the theater, so I'm giving the people who made it an extra little kick of money, but I want to see... Like this, they have the bonus contents, a bunch of, you know, first day of shooting, differences on treatments, deleted scenes, that sort of thing is always the bit that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, just watching the movie because it's more of a, hey, behind the scenes. Or I really always like deleted scenes. I don't know why. That's the thing that I'm like, that I dig on, that's like, oh, they should have put that in there, and then realize, well, they put all of those in there, it would have been an 8-hour long movie.
What about deleted scenes with optional commentary? Do those excite you more or less, or does it not really matter to you?
Deleted scenes with commentary? Now, is this like, you get to hear the audio track, and then there's like, the other audio track?
Yeah, there's like, this, some discs will do it with a deleted scene, then you have the option of turning on the directors or whoever telling you why the scene was deleted or what the scene was meant to be, etc.
Only if it's deleted audio on top of the deleted scene.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's always optional audio. Like, you can flick it on or off.
I was going another step along there.
Deleted audio on the deleted...
Yeah. Yes.
Man, this is getting too
layered. Did you get a nap in today or not?
You're going to levels that I can't function on until I've had a lot more blue LED.
Okay.
Lupus.
Thank God. You've confused Vangelis.
Yay!
Don't celebrate.
I'd be proud.
Badly. Lupus, I think you've said before you're big on the Blu-rays. Is this...
We are a Blu-ray household, and I'm not joking. Like, it's got to be at least 4 new Blu-rays every Tuesday or Sunday. It's crazy here. I actually got to fiddle around with our PS3 last night. At like midnight, I was watching these, and I have to say that the Maggie and Glenn intro would have helped me like those characters a lot more if it was kept in the movie. But you know, if there's people out there that haven't gotten to see this, that are having problems, that want to, you know, see a little bit more, if you guys have seen the clips that were aired in Germany, that's pretty much what the Shanghai clip was, the Adobe Hut clip. And then I believe the We're All Gonna Die, if you've seen the trailers, you've pretty much seen that section. So you're really not missing too much out of. The one section I really did like, that I did watch was, the ILM, what goes into making the Transformers, and they talk about, in lots of little fun facts as to how many parts there are, there are scenes where they're deconstructing, what goes into making the action sequences that we saw in the first one. You see Ironhide do his, you know, big missile jump, and then he suddenly falls apart into all these pieces. It really brings home with how many individual parts they CGI'd.
I'd actually really look forward to seeing a featurette like that on Devastator. Like, imagine
that would be awesome.
Like, just a shot of Devastator walking, and just having him slowly separate into all the different CG components, have him float apart while the animation's happening. That'd be like...
That would be very cool. All of them falling off and getting sucked into his mouth. Little robotic cannibalism going on. I think it'd be pretty cool.
I'd eat my own arm if I was having a day of hunger. You're making this sound a lot more enticing than I was hoping it would sound, because now I want it. I want to see those featurettes.
I mean,
oh my god.
And the only other part that I remember seeing last night was the deleted scene of... Fig's death, and that was just like...
Oh, that was the IMAX exclusive scene.
Was that from IMAX? Because I didn't see the IMAX. And
I think it was.
I don't know. I honestly didn't care.
No, I didn't really.
That sounds
either.
Really mean, but I was just
a
like,
man,
oh,
just died dead. Here, Lupus.
So what?
Were his last words étouffée?
I think the audio was really bad.
Fig! Omegas!
Little pro tip, though?
Oh, pro tip. Wait, hold off, Omegas, we got a pro tip.
Yeah.
Okay,
if people are trying to access this stuff, and they're having a problem with their PS3, go through and delete the saved cache data on the hard drive that is linked to the Blu-ray. When you re-access Blu-ray Live, it'll re-download everything. So, for everyone that was having that problem before, that'll help.
Oh, cool. It's good to know.
Yep.
Alright, Omegas, now, what do you think about the new BD Live content?
Don't have Blu-ray, don't care.
Alright, awesome!
I will admit it sounds cool, but then again, I have no interest in Blu-ray, so there you go.
Well, here's my question to you, Omegas. Are you like me? Are you the sort of person, when you hear someone say they have a Blu-ray household, you think, man, I wish that was like my friend in town who I could constantly just go to his house and watch movies?
That wouldn't be too bad. I would do that. But I've never had any kind of tech envy for Blu-ray, though.
Man, you need a 72-inch television, then you'll get tech envy for Blu-ray.
Yeesh. I don't...
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if I can see Shia LaBeouf's nose hairs.
What if you could see Megatron's robo-nose hairs?
No. Even worse. No.
Would they be all aluminum and curly?
Yeah, it'd be hot. Be hot like warm chicken.
Okay, for the last time, I don't want to hear about your warm chicken.
Why don't you want to hear about my warm chicken? It's tasty and moist.
alligator etouffee.
Warm chicken etouffee. Ho, ho, ho. Crunchy. Yeah, I was actually just talking to some friends when I was in Calgary last weekend about how they have friends who keep up to date and buy every DVD they can buy. And that they love being friends with these people because it basically means they have, like, a free video rental store that they visit every now and then. So, in the case of Lupus, I'd love to, like, live next to you so I could just kind of go, like, hey, man, I've always wanted to see this on Blu-ray. You want to watch it?
It's pretty bad at our house. We'll buy 3 or 4, and then we'll maybe watch one of them. So we've got 3 still on the shelves that haven't been unwrapped.
Do you have any friends who totally just video store your library?
No. So people need to come down. It comes in handy. It comes in handy if there's some big, like, electronic thing that you want, and you have this whole pile of unopened Blu-rays, and it happens to be Christmas. I got all these for gifts, and I don't want them.
Sounds like the evolution of when you buy a Blu-ray player and they give you, like, 5 unwanted movies.
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
Unless, of course, one of those movies here, is Heat. Here. If it's Heat, I want it, because I really want a good edition of Heat, because I finally saw it, and I'm lusting for, like, a 2-disc now. Tell me one of you guys has seen Heat.
Nope.
Omegas, please. Oh, God. Don't waste my motherfucking time! Got a great ass!
You're actually going to remember to say that this week, right?
Of course I am. This is Pacino. I always remember Pacino. I also just watched Scarface for the first time, too. There's some trivia for you all. So I've only just recently become a full-fledged testosterone user. Tell me one of you guys has seen Scarface. Who, Aaron, you've seen Scarface, haven't you? Okay, thanks.
It's been quite a while.
Okay. You see, I got given such a hard time, because I'm all like, I've never seen Heat, I've never seen Scarface. My buddy's all like, what? You call yourself a man? Huh? And I'm like, I've seen Robot Ninja and Kamen Rider the Next. And he's like, shut up! We're going to watch some Pacino, and it was awesome. And I go to tell people, and they all go like, oh yeah, I've never seen Heat or Scarface either. And I'm like, he was lying to me?
I've seen Gal Gigar.
I know.
You don't need to take crap off anyone.
But if Al Pacino was in Gal Gigar, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, his little friend would be the size of a planet.
Yeah, and he'd totally, and I'm going to do it again, he'd totally just, like, shoot his rocket punch, and he'd be all like, Tony Montana! You fuck with me! You fuck with the best! And then he gets shot.
You realize that's a whole lot of Ido 11s you have to toss in?
I know, but I want them to be mine this time, if anyone's going to do them. They're going to be mine.
See, the problem is that this is now an anime, so even if he gets shot, he can still go. Because he's the main character.
Well, dude, they made a Scarface video game where you can change the ending by turning around. Aaron must understand this.
It's been too long since I've seen the movie.
Okay, well, anyone who's seen it recently will know what I mean. Imagine if Scarface turned around at the end, and then you add another, like, 3 missions on. It's pretty cool. We're so totally off topic now.
You're not spoiling Scarface.
Yeah, I'm not going to spoil... It's only... How old is it now? It's like 20 years old now. Actually, you know what? Yeah,
the Statue of Limitations is over.
Yeah, Statue of Limitations is over. Go see Scarface already. All right? If I saw it, you guys should see it. There you go. That's your mission, listeners. Go and see Scarface. Go and see Heat so that we can all do the Coffee with Macaulay line at each other, because I love that line. Now that we're titanically off topic, let's pretend this was our segue into something movie-related, and let's talk about Michael Bay being honored for his work on Transformers in Japan and getting a pretty neat, wicked little trophy. I want that trophy. Okay, this is the right picture for the segue, yes. You'll all see it if you're looking at the M4A. So Michael Bay has been honored for his work on Transformers in Japan, and he got a trophy. Now, here's my question to all you guys. How many of us are going to try to figure out if we can buy a copy of that trophy? Because it looks pretty wicked.
Yeah, it will take about Let's see. What's the going rate for a replacement 25th Prime? What, 25 bucks if you can still find it on the shelf? So about 65 bucks and a block of wood?
Yep.
And a plaque. Come on, there's a plaque on
there.
Isn't there
a movie plaque on it,
too? Okay, there's a little plaque. That was the hilarious thing in that thread. Watch people go, oh, that statue is so cool, so cool, so cool. They glued a toy to a block of wood.
It can work, though. I mean, the TFCon guys, what they did for the art contest trophies was pretty awesome. All they did is they took three toys, basically used car paint to spray them bronze, silver, and gold, and then had them affixed to a plaque, like a wooden base with a plaque. I mean, granted, this...
That was pretty badass.
I'm talking now about a fan-run convention and not, like, the movie industry of an entire country. But,
right.
But it's still pretty neat. I'm not going to really go person to person on this. It's so open. But do you guys think it was deserved, or are you annoyed? Would you or would you not like the trophy? Let's have a run through. Aaron.
I'm glad he's getting honored for doing good work on a good movie and what's hopefully a second good movie.
And would you punch him out? Actually, before we continue, hypothetical situation for all three of you. All right. You're on a plane with Michael Bay. And Michael Bay, when he finished his beer, he really liked it, and unfortunately he snapped and forgot about his superpowers, and so the wings blew off the plane, and now you're plummeting. In this point, he clearly is caring more about his own life than his trophy. And the trophy is right there in his carry-on luggage. You can see it peeking out of his duffel bag, alongside a couple sticks of TNT. Now the three of you are all there looking at it. And you're looking at each other, and you're thinking, is this my moment, or is it one of their moments? So my question to you is it your moment, or is it one of the other's moment? And if it's your moment, what do you do to them to make sure that they understand it's your moment? Answer at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, first thing we gotta do, though, is get all the parachutes and make sure there's no family of 12.
Alright, that was a one-time thing, okay?
We are talking about Michael Bay, though, so I'm pretty sure that thing's rigged to explode if anyone touches it.
So you'd say it's one of their moments?
Yeah.
Alright. Aaron?
I would use the little bit of explodey hand power that may or may not have been transferred at the BotCon showing. Blow the two of them up, take the toy and the non-explodey rigged parachute, and jump to my safety.
All right, so clearly Aaron thinks it's his moment. Omegas, what about you?
Knowing Michael Bay, even if those were not rigged to explode, they would most likely explode anyway. So I would probably let them have their moment, and I would signal this by grabbing a parachute and bailing the hell out.
It's pretty interesting. So you all three of you guys basically united in saying Aaron would get it and take the entire risk. And despite that, Aaron would still kill the both of you.
Not kill so much as throw up a smokescreen of fire and burning.
You said you'd blow them up!
Well, yeah, but it'd be like the cartoon Pokemon.
This is serious business we're talking about here, sir. This is not like cartoon world. This is life and death.
This is a hypothetical situation, goddammit. You take it seriously.
Seriously.
Damn straight!
Yeah, to some of us, it's a livelihood.
Honestly, I was just curious what you guys would do with that topic, and I just wanted to say that his trophy was cool, so I'm proud of all of you.
At least TJ and I didn't try to kill each other.
Exactly. And this says a lot, doesn't it? That, like, you guys would consider things, and you'd either, you know, stay out of... You'd take the non-violent solution, whereas Aaron, even when you guys are both walking away, he'd go, like, they're after my prize, and he'd blow them up. And
when did he become Gollum?
Well, he touched Michael Bay, so he has some influence from that. That slowly corrupts him.
He's receiving the powers of the ultimate in-real-life troll.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, that topic worked. I guess this is time for an intermission, so let's go and save G1.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rosanna and the Kiss Players!
Back, and we're gonna save G1, and well, just listen for the supplemental. That's all I'm gonna say. And in order to drop the catchphrase, "Hey Omegas, you want some warm chicken?"
I disagree entirely.
Actually, that was a really bad question for me to ask because it doesn't make any sense with that answer. Like, hey, do you want a piece of gum? You're like, I disagree.
Entirely.
It's like, holy crap, segue. Dude. I was just offering you something. I disagree! No, wait, I was offering you something. No! Alright.
See, I disagree with generosity, which completely goes against my nature.
Oh, yeah, given how much stuff you've gotten from people's generosity.
Well, he's not generous. Other people are.
I have a contradiction, man.
Every time something comes in the mail, you contact them specifically to go, like, I just want you to know, I disagree with your generosity, but thank you.
You don't know what it's like, man, to get this stuff free and resent them for it.
Living this double life.
Yeah, the plastic addict, that's all pretend. That's just a cover.
I'm like Alex Trevelyan from GoldenEye. I'm just trying to drop more references now.
I'm like the Men in Black movie conspiracy where I do the plastic addict so you think I'm not really like that. But I am.
Alright, now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about what we got this week. I can open up. I got nothing Transformers-wise. Although, I did from Mr. Keith Haywood, Keith Justice, thanks to him, got a hold of some Kamen Rider Decade candy toys. And a pair of statues, which are Kamen Rider related, so it was a very Rider week for me. But I unfortunately could find no Transformers in my mailbox, which means Heat Wave is still somewhere in the Canadian postal system. Hopefully he'll arrive sometime before next BotCon. So let's go through the list and open up with Aaron.
Alright, as far as Transformers go, I've managed to pick up some of the tail end of Waves. I got lucky and found a Mudflap. And I love the giant hand, small hand deal. Good transformation, although, like everybody, and like when I was fiddling with Vangelis's at BotCon, the roof of the car can be a little bit nerve-wracking the first couple of times you transform him. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I like them. I like the little super punch action.
And the doors work on yours, don't they?
And the door... No, oh, sorry. Did I say mudflaps at Skids? Sorry.
Oh.
Skids. Taking out the doors. No, but I have heard from other people that have managed to find them and then tell me that, oh yeah, by the way, the junk left out of the case is still at that Target for you. But yeah, I have the painted teeth on my Skids, not mudflap.
Oh, excellent.
Good fun toy. I also picked up a Chromia, which was kind of the leavings of that case. That and Smokescreen, I think. They had a ton of them at my Target. And I like the kind of flip-around transforming upper body, mm-hmm. if you can call it a body. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's mine or if it's a line-wide thing, the two chest halves don't hold together very well.
I've been hearing
that... So you always have to grab it by the wheel or by the bottom, because as soon as you grab it by the top and try and do much more than maybe pose an arm, it splits apart and then it's all... It's like something out of Terminator 2.
Yeah, I've been hearing that. On my stolen Malaysian one, it's worked out pretty well, but a lot of the ones at retail seem to have a bit of looseness. It looks like that'd be fixable just with a bit of super glue or nail polish on the tabs, though.
Yeah, it does look like those tabs are just... Almost looks like they're too big on mine, where it doesn't quite form a good connection, so I may have to go in and trim something back a little bit to get a better hold on it.
Oh, like,
because there's always just a little bit of a gap. Yeah, no, not there's too much friction. It's just it's too big. Not like it's holding it too tight. It's just like it's a little bit too big, so I may need to go in there with an X-Acto and just trim up. I see one little area that looks like it is the culprit, but I've not had the time to deal with that. And then I also managed to come across the Wave 3 leavings of a Canon Bumblebee.
Hooray!
Which he's nice. I've seen a couple of people think that it's like the same transformation as the first concept Bumblebee. And the only thing that it shares is like the Automorph legs.
They love those legs, apparently.
Yeah, where it's that same leg, but pretty much from, like, the knee down. I haven't dug out one of them yet, but from recollections from the knee down, it's the same. Beyond that, he's all new. The cannon, the like, missile pod cannon things aren't as thick as they are in the promo artwork, where it looks like there's space for it in the hole, but there must have been some other clearance issues that cut it down a little bit. But he's nice. His face has got three or four different paint apps, colors of paint apps, rather, on it. So he has really good, strong painted eyes and no light piping in it, but they're good blue eyes.
Are they freaky like the preview one, or are they generally non-threatening?
A little bit like staring at your soul type of eyes.
I think that's a description for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... You know, when you have the light-piped eyes, they tend to seem a little bit dead unless you're holding it up to the light, where these eyes definitely look a lot better.
Yeah.
But then you don't have light-piping. The thumbs are articulated, which was kind of
cool.
Odd that it's not like a peg hole hand or just the general claw hand. So his, you know, he may be able to, I know that there are a lot of people that buy toy kits that have other swords or whatever in them, and he could very well be a good candidate for a wide range of things.
Oh, that's neat.
But, other than that, all I've ended up with lately is a sprained wrist due to tripping on a dog. So, yay.
Hooray!
Ouch.
I was
that
actually
and I got completely... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you should finish that story first.
Well, I said I... And then I even tried to leverage this big old wrist brace into getting toys out of the back at Target, but I got given a couple of different lines of BS from various Target people as to why I couldn't get the Titanium's exclusives or get them to look in the back, because according to their scanners, they have multiple boxes of Voyagers in the back and only Wave 1 Voyagers on the shelves that aren't moving. So I was hoping to find some Wave 2 Voyagers, but I kept being given, well, if it's full on the shelves or there's not a space for it on the shelves, we can't get it out of the back. And I said, but if you bring it out and it's what I'm looking for, I'll buy the whole case. To which, if there's not space for it on the shelves, we can't bring it out. And I wanted to sit there and go,
but I'll buy the whole case.
You bring out box of four, I'll take home box of four. Never will it touch the shelf.
So by leveraging, do you mean you went like, guys, I've damaged my wrist, and I think I'm dying?
Not quite. I was holding it tight to my body like it hurt a lot. Quite like, I only have hours to live. I have choice.
Start shrieking. So, my only question to you would be, would you advocate this kind of behavior, or are you going to say you shouldn't, you know,
not
follow
like
your
I'm
example?
Going, hey, I have a hurt wrist, or hey, I'm handicapped or something, give me toys. I was trying to go for the more subtle ways, and if you can do it... No.
When you opened it up, I thought that's what you were going to be going. Like, you went thinking, like, guys, my wrist hurts. All I want...
It's a sphere if you can find it.
It's a mixed master.
It's a stratosphere if you can find it, because that's
I'm fighting through the pain here, people, please.
Yeah. You're like,
no God.
You feign passing out for a second, like, I just want a stratosphere.
Please, I know a guy named Braun who died from an arm injury.
No, he became a planet eater.
That's right. Yeah. You got that right, that's right. All right, well, that was a lot more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
what I'm here for this week, I guess.
I was hoping you were going to bring up Mudflap, because I didn't want to say, and I'm actually thinking of refilming the video I shot for him last week, that I fixed Mudflap's doors somewhat, and I've heard that his doors work incredibly fine on all the ones people have found at retail. So I'm still going to leave in a certain part of the video, but I'm going to reshoot the last two-thirds of it to include the doors in a more positive light. Aaron, you messed with Mudflap at BotCon, so you'll know what I'm talking about when I say this.
Yeah. Those doors did not like to stay on. But, like I said, I know that Gerodimus picked one up, and he has had none of that issue.
Gerodimus.
Actually talking like he was surprised that you had that issue with as well as his work.
Yeah, it's Gerodimus, Quinjester as well, all the usual culprits who buy toys when they're supposed to come out and have better ones than me. You'd almost think I should be learning a lesson here.
No.
That lesson is, don't hang out with Aaron because he'll kill you.
If you see a ponytail, so run.
Apparently I killed Axsmith, so.
That's right, Axsmith. Don't hang out with Axsmith. Because you'll be dead. Because he's dead already, and Aaron killed him. What were we talking about? Yeah, right, what we got this week.
Yep.
Omegas. Yeah. Did you get anything aside from a MetroCon packing job?
Fallen, Ransack, Roll Bar, Depth Charge, Dead End, Dirt Boss, Legends Prime, and Jetfire. Am I taking up too much of
your
time now, Mr. Seth Buzzard?
Yours was going to be short. Good lord.
I had to get that out, because apparently I take too damn long. No, I actually do have to explain some of these because these both came to me in very cool ways. Fallen I picked up because best friend, who's now in the bed behind me waiting for me to finish with this recording, as
warm
a kind of
chicken.
God. No, it's kind of a like a little pickup because things have been rough around here. She hauled me down to Target and basically pointed at the Voyager's shelf and said, "Pick."
Aww.
So I picked the Fallen.
That's cool.
Yes, it's. I caught hell over it because I passed on Starscream, but you know what? I wanted the Fallen for a while now because I like my alien jets with multiple toes.
I have a feeling we're gonna have a debate this podcast. I'm not sure why, but please continue.
No, it's a neat little figure. I mean, the fold-out panels are, as a gimmick, kind of lame. But, see, I never minded the whole, I'm going to vaguely resemble a jet and fly around. Because, you know, that's... You wouldn't expect an alien robot to do anything else.
It's very late G1,
like, I wouldn't expect it. Yeah, kind of.
Which
is suitable being based on a movie.
Yeah, actually, I won't say anything. I just realized you might not have been here for that part of the pre-show, but anyway, continue.
Yeah.
Yeah, if only he didn't have Voyager Megatron feet.
I gotta defend those, though, because I messed with Gog Dogs, and at least they open when you put them on a desk. Like, that was already plus 10 points for me. It's like, I still can't wave them around or anything, but at least when I put them down, I don't have to sit there aligning double spring-loaded trapdoor things.
I don't know, you gotta send him down Lucky, I guess. He's a cool figure, I don't regret picking him.
Oh, that's cool. And I'm guessing the scouts have generally treated you well.
Well, they themselves, yes. How I obtained them, no.
Oh, wait, was that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah! Yeah. Did you take a video?
Yes.
Yeah, you haven't seen it yet.
It's on the tubes. You
gotta watch the videos, because I count on your opinion on my new camcorder.
Ooh, okay, I'll check that out. I saw your packing video, but I haven't seen this new one. This excites me, because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. For those uninitiated, Unicron Supreme, who got mentioned last podcast, had also sent me something in the mail. Now, for those who remember, he sent me the Knockout that was disassembled and twist up and twist ties. So, feeling that wasn't enough, he sent me 7 figures in the exact same box, all disassembled.
And were the screws all mixed up, too?
No. Actually, he said this. That's the thing. All the Scouts and Legends were all in one baggie, all their individual parts, as many as he could disassemble. And the one I left out, which was Deluxe Sideswipe, who was in 4 separate baggies himself.
You had to put a Deluxe together. Just be happy it wasn't sideways.
But here's where he gets clever, and where I start hating him and wish he'd die in a car fire. He separated the screws out very conveniently, and he even labeled them so I know who they went with. The problem was, he set them aside by putting them in the center of melted plastic balls. Which I had to melt away in order to get to the screws.
Oh dear.
This is going into Jigsaw levels here, like in Saw.
That's what,
like,
people get calling him.
Like, he's gonna send you one where he's like, you know, the spring loaded missile is in this filled balloon of used hypo needles or something like that.
Oh god, yeah. So that was 8 hours of my life assembling those, and it was mostly spent over a boiling pot with a wire strainer melting these balls one by one by one.
I mean that's horrible, but you know, I'm still laughing.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Glad you enjoy my misery.
Holy crap, the video's 15 and a half minutes.
Well, he made me record actually opening up the box. And with, like, this big letter, and I had to read out this poem he wrote that was filled with clues about how to reassemble and get into the plastic balls.
Oh, man.
And there's 2 moments to watch for. The first one being when I suddenly realize that these white balls are included. Because I don't notice it at first, and then I get this one little rap that's nothing but white plastic balls, and I start to click things in my head. And the other one is where, well, for those who know my videos, I have like a self-imposed, like, PG or PG-13 rating on my language, and there's a moment where you can tell how badly I wanted to break that rule. Which is basically me just sitting there gritting my teeth and grinding them together and trying not to break down.
Oh my god.
I was cursing for you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna watch this tonight over dinner. and a fine glass of Coca-Cola with a slice of lemon inside. You see, all he sent me was a CD with tissue papers padding the top and bottom, saying, sounded like you needed them. And a little card saying, bless you. And apparently the way he antithesis this was by disassembling 8 toys and casting white plastic around the screws.
Which sucked because one of them came out rusty.
Oh, God. I apologize to our listeners for all my laughter, but I am truly finding this amazing.
I would like to think that the rust on one set of screws was accidental, but at this point I cannot be sure.
He probably oxidized it like he soaked it in mineral water.
I do know he conveniently lost one screw before sending them away.
I didn't think this was going to be a story like this. Wow. I'm enjoying the surprises this week. I truly am.
We're great many. Apparently, it's hilarious watching my misery for 15 minutes on YouTube, because I didn't think it was that interesting of a video. People are laughing their asses off at me.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I haven't even watched it, dude. I guess we should continue on, because we now have about, 6 weeks of haul to hear about from Lupus Convoy.
No, it really isn't that much for the whole 6 weeks.
Oh.
I mean, yeah.
Is anything disassembled and cast into...
No. Okay, so for the span of the 6 weeks, I've gotten, not including the birthday stuff, I received Heatwave in the mail, and I did manage to find a... I did manage to get a Return of the Fallen Soundwave. Now, for the birthday haul, though, I gotta say, I am truly loved. Okay, so first off, I've got, for Robot Heroes, just today I got Autobot Hound, Blitzwing, Sunstreaker, Galvatron, Blaster, Thrust, Kickback, Ironhide, Silverbolt, Megatron, RC, Rumble, Megatron, Rattrap, Rhinox, Waspinator, Optimus Primal, and Tarantulas. Then for other stuff, I got just about the entire universe wave of Robot Heroes. I then got the Fallen, Sideways, Sideswipe, Ransack, the Superior box set, a Return of the Fallen T-shirt.
Really?
And then I also ended up getting a very hard to find cross stitch pattern, a trip to Salem, Mass for the day. Couple t-shirts, $1,600 worth of car repairs, and
best gift ever.
I got a copy of Personal Effects Dark Arts from J.C. Hutchins, which is a rockin' book, and the coup de grace, a Leozac from BotCon.
Really?
It's oh so shiny. Yeah, oh so shiny, and it's up on the on my display cabinet.
Wow.
Okay. What? Okay. Wow. This is what it feels like. I had no idea. I am so sorry, guys.
Except for then add in story and background and 20 minutes of exposition on the road trip there.
He's not done yet because, okay, I'm gonna reveal this now. So we're in the pre-show and I'm inviting people onto Skype. Lupus comes in. I swear to you, first words out of his mouth. So why did no one warn me that the Fallen sucks? And then I hear you
it's true.
About how you like it, and I'm like, wow, if only he knew.
I hate those feet so much. Well, the first thing I thought of when I got them out of the box was Foster's signature. If anybody knows Foster Logger on the boards. Yeah. Toes on the toes. But
yeah. He has dirty toes, come on!
I can see how you like him, and I still think that he's an upgraded... I think he's an upgraded version of the Voyager from the first movie. He's got really bad feet, and he turns into a what-the-fuck.
So this is the part where you guys have to totally, you know, to mirror the current mood of the movie forum, which has gone completely nuts. This is where you guys have to throw down and actually just fight it out with 2x4s.
With nails in it.
Only if mine gets a nail.
No, wrap barbed wire.
I'll just grab Aaron and toss him.
Right, because if you do just that, Aaron... No, don't grab Aaron, because Aaron, you're going to throw him. As he's leaving your arms, he's going to, like, slit your throat with his fingernails somehow. And then he's going to, like, land on Omegas and go, like, "You're trying to kill me, too!" And it's, like, snap his neck and then, like, run off with the trophy.
Yeah, I'll just say that TJ stole the trophy.
Made me do it.
Yeah, but by telling him that, you're in on it, man. You're in on it. I can see where you're both coming from. I still don't own a Fallen. I just mess with GOG dogs. And all I'm going to say is, as a devout hater of Movie 1 Voyager Megatron Spring Feet, I think the Fallen's turned out better. But I very much do understand how they don't work for some people. I don't know. You guys should totally just do a supplemental where you just fight it out. Because I remember back when we were discussing animated, me and GogDog got so excited when we disagreed about something. Unfortunately, I don't really know where your discussion on The Fallen can go, because it's quite literally a case of I like it, this part, and it's like, well, I don't like this part, and then it's the internet again, but... I don't know, folks. If you want them to go at it, please, you know, post in the thread. Post your stipulations and rules for the fight as well. Your preferred weaponry. And
did this become a pay-per-view event?
It did. It did. Dude, I just watched The Barbarians, also known as The Barbarian Brothers. apparently someone else has as well. And if you know that movie, you'll know that you kind of sit there the whole time just waiting for one of them to go like, "And then when we're in the cage match!" Anyway, that's what we got this week. we now have one single spoiler topic to talk about before the spoiler section guy takes a vacation. Mm. Well, before really his epic ender and then his vacation. So let's let him have his moment.
This is the spoiler section. If your future viewing experience of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen will be decimated by spoilers, turn back now. There is no hope. This is the spoiler section.
We're back, and I just realized I had a shout-out I wanted to drop, so now it's a spoiler shout-out. So if you didn't want to know I'm dropping a shout-out, you'll want to skip the spoiler section or something. I wanted to send this shout-out to the offspring of a board member, actually. A board member named Titanium Love has a 5-year-old named Brady. And I'd like to say, hello, Brady! Hello. I think it's Brady, unless he misspelled something. Either way, there you go. Hello. You're very deserving, because 5-year-olds are awesome. anyway, people I was staying with in Calgary had kids, and I am so totally warmed up to children right now. So, just pardon me there.
I just got a friend request from Titanium Love.
Yeah, seems to be a podcast listener.
Cool.
Anyway, we have a spoiler topic. There is a final RC image that's come out, and it's the CG image of the bike bot, whose toy we haven't seen yet. Now, this is the toy where a rumor began out of BotCon, and I honestly don't know where it started, because I'm guessing this was a Q&A I'd missed, whereby people are saying that a Chromia repaint or remold is going to be the third one. This one, however, doesn't really look like that's possible, because if it's a remold, it's an extensive one. Yeah. She's got Chromia's wheel leg, in a sense, but the other wheel ends up as part of her fist. And she's got, like, an entire piece of the car up on her shoulder, and on Chromia, that's on her belly. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I do...
Well, then even, they show the handlebars over top of her head, and Chromia, that's below the quasi-waist.
Yeah, it's part of that thing on her belly, the headlight front of the motorbike thing. Although, I will say, like, if they do a toy of this one, and it looks even remotely like this, I'm gonna like it, because...
This one really has, like, the nice balance of, like, balanced arms, cool weaponry, the wheel leg. I'm liking how this one looks myself. And everyone's like, shut up, we hate it.
I like it.
Don't hate, I mean, I like it. I just have to sit there and wonder looking at the Chromia in hand, the RC video of hate, and then this. I wonder, do they really combine, or do they just, like, go back to back?
They turn into a robot with three legs, three sets of arms, three heads, and three torsos.
So it's Safeguard all over again?
And Vangelis found his wife.
Exactly. She would be perfect. She would never be tired because there would always be one that's just waking up.
So they go in shifts then.
That's right, they go in shifts. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who've wondered who the perfect mate for Vangelis is, it's a contorted melding of three robot bodies.
It's not an insectoid biped.
Dude, look at those legs. Those are like insectoid wheel legs, I'm telling you right now. It's like double hot. we've got Aaron's viewpoint. Lupus, what do you think about the design picture?
I think it's really badass. I mean, it looks like she's got some Energon knife for a hand or a fist. She's kind of got that wheel hand that we saw from the first movie. And the handlebars over the shoulder, it does kind of look quasi like blades of some kind could come out. But, yeah totally.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome. But my only question is, where the hell's the slot flap?
It's on her back, like always. They always got the slot flap folded up into their back. And then they deploy it when it's time for slot flap action. Warm chicken slot flap action.
God. I'm curious to see how they would combine, especially in reference to the picture that we saw from the comic interpretation of the movie.
Yeah, I'm kind of taking that picture as being a very, very liberal, artist rendition-y type thing. Only because I looked at it, I dared spoilers and gladly didn't really get many. Because I have been avoiding the comics. I have the comic adaptations for my comic shop now, and I almost pulled an Aaron and thought I'd just flip through one.
Don't do it.
And I started, and then I already saw something, and I was like, alright, luckily I knew that one already. But
don't do it.
Too risky, too risky. Movie's too close now to give in to spoilers.
Everybody poops.
Everybody
dies or something.
Poops. We all do,
I
yes.
I was going for some spoiler thing that would be just ludicrous, and then I
washed eyes.
I thought you were trying to say something philosophical.
You've spoiled my dinner. Does that count?
You're like, you know what, man? Don't worry about it. Everybody poops.
Yeah.
Omegas, what do you think about the third bike bot?
Well, if the toy looks anything like that, it's definitely cooler than the other two. And she seems to have some kind of actual spinal column.
Chromia has one. It's just that the toy kind of neglected to put it there.
Yeah. I mean, a spinal column in her back.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm going for.
But I kind of like it when they kind of, you know, they're trying to show it off. Like, you know how like some lizards when they're in mating season they like flare their crests, and in this case these ones they clearly like flare their spinal columns.
Flare it so much it just blows right out.
Yeah, but it's retractable too, which is also kind of hot.
Oh god.
I only do this for you, Omegas. I only do this for you.
Find other reasons, please. I know this is the design is almost like a mesh of just about every movie design so far. I mean, you got the weapon hand, you got the big wheel hand, you've got the unileg wheel feet. And I cannot look at those handlebars without seeing, like, two gremlins peeking over her shoulder.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wow, now I'm seeing it. Thanks.
Cannot unsee.
And they look really bored, too.
Oh, so just between that and just the Was it going to be Moonracer, Alita 1, whichever random female name that's trademark is almost up?
Yeah, I have no idea what the name's going to be. Honestly, though, this one looks more RC-like to me than...
Definitely.
It's the pink.
You know, the RC we got.
It's the pink, man.
Yeah. And which makes me wonder, what if this is supposed to be the movie version of the RC toy that PR just did a video on? Because then I'd be kind of like, hey guys, ball dropped slightly.
Pulled a Rumble Frenzy.
Rip fur.
So RC now is red in the movie, and it's dark pink in animated because, oh, we can't have straight pink. Oh, hey, Mud Flappin's kids.
But they're an ice cream truck, it's different.
There's no excuse. I've seen blue ice cream trucks.
Well, that an animated RC is a manly pink because she's got balls.
Like Devastator balls?
Yeah, I mean that not in the... Oh, God, no, I didn't mean that. I meant, like, you know, that she's, like, gutsy and she's all, like, can take care of herself, not, like, you know...
So she's out of IDW?
Yeah, not IDW stuff. Well, she's got the... Boom!
Wow.
Hey, guys.
I've completely thrown them off. I've accomplished something this day.
Yeah, we've all managed to do that tonight. Just
well, I told you guys, I'm still kind of down because I had such a good time in Calgary. That's my excuse.
But you're back with us.
And I guess I'll throw an apology to the 500 people who all went like, "Oh, you should have come by." Insert Albertan Town. Because I was there doing stuff already. I apologize, guys. unless we've got anything else to add, that's also the podcast for this week. I've got to say, it was a very enlightening one. I'll never look at Aaron the same way again.
You're all just in my way.
He's a friendly guy, but at the end of the day, and not in the way that we'd all expect it, to him, it is, really... It's him or us.
All for toys glued to a block of wood.
And really, knowing Aaron, I think he could make it all about him, whether we like it or not.
Only if I have to. Everybody stays happy, everybody stays alive.
That's right. Everybody, of course, being you, though.
Right.
You're happy. We all stay alive. Yep. So, Aaron, anyway, I'm going to go make you dinner now, and, okay. I think Omegas is keeping your bed warm, and Lupus is
getting the beer.
Getting the beer and warming the chickens.
Wait, what?
Nothing. So, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Vangelis, that's been Aaron, Lupus, and Omegas. We are WTF at TFW, and our chickens are very, very warm.
Speaking of which, female waiting on bed. Bye.